From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WRAL, Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together across the triangle, albeit, you know, from a nice distance during the coronavirus. There's no reason why we still can't connect. We'll just connect, you know, from a safe 6 feet or more distance. So WRAL Out and About, we love talking about food and people. And today we're kind of combining those things. Today's guest will be the folks from Asali Desserts. Now, I have a sweet tooth. I absolutely love like cupcakes and lady fingers and stuff. So this is a great place. They're located in Cary and they've got some delicious desserts, but they've had to, you know, change how they're doing things based on the coronavirus. So we decided to check in with them. Actually, the business was founded by a pair of NC State graduates. So go Wolfpack. And they've got 5 kids. So I can understand why they bake. Because I mean, I tell you, I have 2 kids and one's a baby and I bake all the time. Love the sweet treats. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back more with my interview with the folks from Asali Desserts. Hi, everybody. I am here with Hanadi Asad and we're going to be speaking more about Asali Desserts. I want to know more about this delicious place because I was on your website like 2 seconds ago and I was like, sweet tooth activated. so you have one thing, NC State alum, right? You guys went to NC State?
Yes.
So how did you guys develop your business?
So back in the early 2000s or late 1990s, after getting married, traveling abroad, we really enjoyed the scenery, the cafe idea, and we wanted to bring that back. But unfortunately, our families discouraged us from that for quite a while. But I had a passion for art, and I just started kind of after having kids and stuff. We both worked full time, then we started having kids, so I started looking for other options of things to do while staying at home. So I started doing some of the Mediterranean desserts. We started with a couple of the Raleigh Farmers Market. It's going well. Then started doing cakes, which gave me that artistic ability that I really enjoyed. And just kind of did that on the side for a while and always dreamed, but every time we'd mention it to somebody, you know, especially my family and my husband's family, both come from like entrepreneurs and restaurant tours. So they were like, it's a headache. It's so much work. No, stick to your day job.
What was your day job at the time? What were you guys doing?
I worked in the pharmaceuticals off and on. And my husband is a clinical data management side.
Oh, wow.
In the sciences. But, you know, I still enjoyed it. We always talked about it and dreamed and said one day, maybe. And then, you know, towards 2014, I started to really think, like, I really want to do this. I don't want to have regrets in life and say, did we not? Why? What if? And I wanted my kids to also learn from this, that if you have a passion or a dream, go after it. Don't let anybody discourage you. They always tell you that if you love something, you will succeed. And we really love what we do. Jamal right now works full-time, thankfully. He hadn't left his full-time job to help support because, you know, we couldn't afford it. We have 5 kids. So we have.
I know. Wow.
We took a loan out, and it's a lot. It's very stressful. So for now, he helps as much as he can every day. He's really stepped up at the house as well with the kids and the home and the cooking. I'm barely home. But, you know, so it, anyway, we decided we were going to go for it, and we did. We were very confident in the process of, like, us growing until now. We've got setbacks, of course, you know, it's a little uncertain and nobody knows what's happening, what's going on. And we're trying to adapt. Even with the new business, of course, we were learning a lot of new things. I haven't run a store before. I have no experience. There's nothing like, it's not a franchise where everything's laid out. We're having to figure things out. Thankfully, we have a good group of staff that has been helpful with their experience in different, you know, restaurants and stuff to bring in some ideas and suggestions. And, you know, I've always been the type that listens and likes to, I want to make sure that my employees are happy. And so I would try to listen to what their needs are. And then, because that's going to relay to our customers. And it's evident that it has been working.
You haven't been open that long. I feel like it's such a short amount of time to be hit with something like this.
Yeah, 10 months, about 10 months now. So,
wow.
You know, we're still learning. We're still investing in the business. There's a lot of stuff that we don't have yet for the business that, you know, have come with, like, figuring out what we need. Like, we just got an upgraded dishwasher because we just... our business has been growing and the staff is helping and we don't have like solid dishwashers. Employment has been a little bit tough in the food industry in general, across the board. So we just invested in that and now it's like,
wow,
we don't really need it, but you know, so we're still like, we were still investing in things that are needed for the store, but kind of staggering the spending, to kind of just balance things initially. But now, like, we were growing and then it's like, okay, everything's on pause now.
Mm-hmm. So have you had to lay off staff? How have you changed? How have things changed in the past two weeks?
Of course, business is extremely slow. So we've been trying to utilize key personnel. You know, not everybody, for example, knows how to run the barista machine, the espresso drinks. So not everybody's coming in. I've been trying to think outside the box of how I can get everybody some kind of income. Luckily, our staff are working together. Some have, you know, spouses that are still working. Some have parents that are can help support. But I do have some young adults that are just starting off. Some just signed a lease. Some, you know, signed a lease, and they live together too, not family, but they're friends.
It's hard.
So it's very hard. This is the first, they were super excited. Then I've got, you know, somebody, it's a young couple. Both are in the hospitality industry. Like, one of them, her boyfriend had only 6 hours last week.
Oh, it's devastating. It's devastating right now for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been working together to try to bring in somebody kind of, or a couple people a day, just to help them with something. If it's just the bare necessities, most of these people, you know, they don't have, I mean, we pay more than minimum wage, but it's not enough still. To pay the bills, pay for groceries, pay for just, you know, what they need. So we've been working with everybody to try to balance it as much as possible, but it is nowhere. Like, we were beginning to reach on Friday, Saturday nights where we had to have, you know, five people on the front. And that was like,
oh, wow.
Husband, me. Because we're a different type of cafe where we're kind of a little bit, we want to treat our customers. We're serving them to the table. I mean, it's not a full service, but we'll bring out the drink and the food to them. And now it's like, it's just either me or maybe me and one person.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you coping, you know, as a mom of five? That's not easy anyway. Yeah. But how are you coping with, I mean, the school closures and you got the kids around, and so how are you coping? Mom to mom, because I'm a mom too, and it's hard.
Coming home, I'm constantly asking, what are you guys? I have a decent age group, two older ones. One's a senior, so she's missing out on a lot of like important senior days. And then just wondering, Mom, am I graduating? Are we going to walk? Am I going to get that? She gets really emotional about that. And then thinking about, okay, now we've got the extra burden. She, you know, was accepted at NC State. And, so mm-hmm. we're trying to think how, what's going to happen with that. But, you know, with the younger kids, I have two older kids in public school and the younger are in a charter school. So the charter thankfully has implemented like more digital days and online, but that requires a lot of, I've got a kindergartner, so he's not very probably tech savvy. I mean, certain things he can do, but to join on Zoom, to submit assignments. And I can imagine, you know, for other parents, even it's even more stressful because at least I'm depending on my two older ones to help their younger siblings and they've done a good job. But, you know, I'm coming in, I'm worried about my sophomore. I'm like, what did you do? What are you going to do? I need you to utilize this time wisely. The normal nagging mom.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of ideas of how do we benefit teaching our kids from this? Like, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this, experience. Teaching them humility, empathy for others that really don't have even what we have. You know, we're still lucky, extremely lucky. And, you know, this is, I guess you can kind of equate it. I told them this is kind of like our war we're fighting. But your war is to sit at home and keep as many people safe. I worry, you know, as much as we do a good job, we don't know the details of how this is really truly spread and what's going on. But we're doing it, trying to wipe the door handles between customers, the screens, everything. But I know my husband sometimes is really worried with me being there. Like, you don't know what products coming in. He's like, we're spraying things, you know, we're doing everything we can. And that's all we can do right now.
The Out and About podcast will be right back.
So I was talking when I did my intro for this interview, I was mentioning how I have a great sweet tooth and I love, and all of your desserts look amazing. So I cannot wait to go and check them out. People can get them curbside, right?
Yeah.
Or pick up, they can come and get them.
Yeah. So, you know, people have always been throwing ideas at me, like do delivery, do these delivery services, Grubhub, Super Uber Eats and all that. And at first I was like, you know, for me, I like the idea of the curbside. It's giving people a way out. I've had people like come out and just say, I just needed to get out of the house. Especially with parents of young kids that are cooped up and you're trying to work and you're trying to, you know, take care of young ones. They just want to get out. And if it's just driving in their car, in the comfort, in the security of your car, and then I know how we're handling, and I know exactly, you know, even my staff, I'm, you know, I keep telling them the few that are working, you've got to keep, they're staying home. They're not doing anything else. Because I'm like, this is the safety, your safety and everybody else's safety.
Yeah.
So they've really adhered to that and they really do care. So, you know, we started doing before everybody was throwing these ideas at me and I was just like, oh my God, I have so much to do for the business. I'll do that down the road. But now it's like everything is coming all at once, trying to come up. So we started doing curbside. We did, a delivery within a certain hours within a 5 mile radius, using our staff. That was one of my things is I wanted to see, like, is there a way that I can help the staff still?
Yeah.
And so some of them live super close and I was like, okay, would you be interested in delivering? And some of them agreed. Yes. And then we're right now signing up with DoorDash to give it a try. So that's coming soon. You know, it's hard because I feel like our shop gave more than just the desserts and the great coffee. It was the ambiance that people really enjoyed.
It's such a cute shop.
Yeah.
It has such a great feeling to it. So, I mean, you are missing that element but you know, we'll get that element back. Eventually we will get that element back. We just got to ride it out, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, it's definitely a necessary move. I think it's for the well-being of everybody.
It's just, it's hard, and we know it's hard, but some good comfort food and good comfort desserts, you can't beat that, right? We're all gonna, we're all kind of sitting there going, well, we started out this whole quarantine thing looking pretty good, and then, you know, it's gonna be like, what, summer maybe? And we're all like putting on, like, it's like the freshman 15, but it's like the Corona 15.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I mean, I can definitely see gaining some weight eating some of these delicious desserts. So how can people order? Let's give them all the information.
Okay. So you can call in the orders right now at the store and pay via credit card over the phone. So that is just a quick pickup. The same way as delivery within this time frame. We'll take the, you know, we don't have a set menu for the desserts. But we are working on kind of offering our staples, our most popular items, because the store has a lot to offer in order to help maintain freshness and even out, you know, the work with the staff. I've cut down what we're kind of keeping at all times. So we've got DoorDash getting ready to be set up, and that, you know, will be in the next few days, hopefully. But that's really the best way, is to look on Instagram. We're doing stories of kind of showcasing what we have, what's available. We're able to answer any questions people have. But calling in is probably the best way, not via email or Instagram messages, unless it's a custom order. We're still doing, you know, some of the birthday cakes and any celebration cakes. We have 6-inch cakes and 9-inch cakes available. We've done a cute idea was somebody had a birthday. So we put the message on the cake, took a picture, sent it to them. They had us cut it up into pieces and box it up.
Oh, good idea.
And so then they did like a live birthday with all the young boys' friends. So I thought that was a cute idea. And we were talking about doing that with one of our friends soon. So we're able to, you know, we want you to continue to celebrate whatever occasion that you have. So we are, you know, working with every person, every event to try to figure out what they want.
That's amazing. It sounds great. I love that cake idea. That's a wonderful idea. Yeah. So thank you so much for talking with me. And this has been the WREL Out and About Podcast, a production of the CBC Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, please give us a review. Share with your friends. Remember, guys, we are all in this together. Connect with us on social media, WREL Out and About on all platforms. And until Monday, stay safe, guys.